Charles Worley, one of God's choicest men, and he's fixing to come tell us one more time tonight what God's put in his heart for this meeting. He's God's man for this meeting. That may not have been printed out on the flyers or anything like that. We may have not got all that announced on the radio, but you can mark it down. It is marked down in heaven before you and I ever got here. You hear God's man gladly. Brother Charles Worley, you come ahead. Preach to our hearts. Amen.
All right. Thank you, preacher. I appreciate being here tonight. How many of you are glad you're here?
Amen.
Amen. God is good. God is good. I appreciate the good singing. I tell you, a lot of places you go, you don't hear singing like that. They sing these newfangled songs. They got a bit of God in them. I'm telling you what, but I'm going to stick with what I started with. There's a woman told me the other day, trying to insult me, said, "You're preaching just like you did 35, 40 years ago." I said, "Thank you." The reason for that is I ain't changed books. Amen. Amen. Well, amen. It's always a joy. God bless you. You know, I've always had trouble with dogs and horses. I've got them. But I'll tell you what. You know what you always enjoy? If you know, some of you church folk getting ahead enough to move out of this and move into a pretty good little, in a development, you know. And this couple, they moved up there to a pretty nice place, and there's an old dog there. And he just acted like he was at home. And so, they said, "We'll just leave him, we'll just keep him. We'll name him Bubba." They did. And they kept him for a while, and a year or so. And you know, dog food's pretty high. Young couples, they finally said, "Let's just get rid of Bubba." Said, "We'll do it." The wife had a brilliant idea. Said, "Take him 2 or 3 miles down the road and just let him out. And while he's looking around, you just come on back." He did. Looked over to the left, and sure enough, there was Bubba right beside of him. She said, "That didn't work." Said, "Take him a little further." And he did. Come back. Up through there, and old Bubba's right beside of him, tongue a wagging, and just tickled to death. Said, "I'll tell you what, honey, take him way down through yonder, do a figure eight, and do a right and left, and this and that and the other. A bunch of them, take him away down there." Said, "All right," put him in the truck, and there they went. Said, then he finally got on his cell phone, and he called. He said, "Honey, is Bubba there?" She said, "Yeah, he is." Said, "Would you put him on the phone? I need somebody to help me get back home." So praise God. Be careful. Old Bubba will help you get back home. Amen. This salesman is going down there to the store, the country store. This old boy was sitting there and had his dog sitting by, had a dog there. And Philip said, "Boy, does your dog bite?" And he said, "Nope." He went over and petted that dog, and it bit him bad. He said, "I thought you said your dog didn't bite." He said, "That ain't my dog." Amen. That ain't my dog. Praise God. All right, open your Bible to Hebrews and let's look at this. And I'm going to bring you a little simple message, short and sweet. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hebrews chapter 2. You say, "I've heard this before." I've heard these songs before, too. Feller said, "If it ain't worth preaching twice, it wasn't worth preaching the first time." Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 1. "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Which, notice this, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him." Father, your word is forever alive. Amen. It's your word, and we love you for it. And we thank you, God, just for the privilege to read this holy book. You help us now tonight. And God, in Jesus' name, help this mic stay on. Amen. So here we go. Amen and amen. All right, let me talk to you just a little while about salvation. You might become no telling what, but the biggest thing that ever happened to you and the greatest thing was when God saved you from hell.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm kind of used to that. That's what's wrong. We're getting over being saved, like I tried to say last night. Now, you know what? All that God had to say in the past is summed up in His Son. All the prophecies, the ceremonies, the sacrifices have all found their fulfillment in the Lamb of God. Apart from Jesus Christ, God has nothing to say to this world. It's all right here. Some of the TV preachers said, I've got some inspiration that we need to put in the Bible. That's a lie. Just leave it alone. Amen. What God has spoken in His Son is expressed in the words, so great salvation. And of course, it's great because it's the one thing that Jesus Christ came to accomplish. And another thing, it calls the whole wide world to repentance. I get in trouble all the time by saying it's the only way to heaven.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Somebody said, but I'm going this way. I'm going, one fellow told me, he said, I ain't no Baptist, but bless God, I'm going to heaven. I said, you don't have to be a Baptist. You just have to be born again. Well, he said, I might not be that, but I'm going to heaven. I said, you better start building you one. You ain't going to one God's got. Amen. You get it, go ahead and get you one fixed up. I'll tell you what. If you go to God's heaven, you're going through the blood of the Lamb of God, or you're not going. That's it. You know, Longfellow was a great poet. He could take a sheet of paper and write a poem and make it worth no telling what. A lot of money. That's what you call poetry, or absolutely being a genius. And then, of course, you take the Rockefellers and all these other people that's backing the politicians. They got a lot of money, got more money than they got sense. And you know what? They could sign their name on a piece of, on a check and make it worth millions of dollars. That's what you call capital, having a lot of money. And then, of course, you take, a man could take a piece of a paper and put a painting on it and make it worth no telling what later on. That is what you call being an artist. But I want to tell you something. I know somebody could kick a worthless, low-down, hell-bent drunk that nobody, they don't invite him to the family reunion. They don't invite him to the Christmas party. They don't want him around, bless God, when they're having their little Sunday school get-together because he's a drunk. But one glad day, the precious Lamb of God come by his way and picked him up out of the muck and the mire and the clay, washed him as white as snow, and put his name in heaven. And thank God he can preach in my pulpit. He can teach your Sunday school class because he's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's what you call salvation. Amen. And I'm glad, praise God. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. It's called salvation because, listen, thank God it shows a great person. You come to see me, you come for the wrong reason. You come to see anybody else, but it's all about Him. It's not about me. It's not about you, but it's about Him. And I'm glad, thank God, a long time ago, I got it settled in my heart. It's not Charles, but it's Jesus. Thank God, and I'm glad that it's that way. Salvation from a great God. It was born in the heart of God. It wasn't your idea to get saved. You was happy going to hell. Why, you was tickled to death of going to hell, having a big time of getting drunk, hanging over every Sunday and Monday. But then, thank God, the Lord came by. He done a work in your heart that, praise God, you ain't got over yet. I got saved. You know, they thought I was crazy when I was just coming up. You know, honest, they thought I was crazy. I had an A model Ford, And son, that thing, it run on that dirt road. And there's an old feller, he had a farm over there. I'd meet him and the dirt just a boiling, and I'd had it where I could pull the emergency brake up and turn it right around. And he could eat my dust. He'd call daddy and say, "Your boys are gonna kill somebody. Your boy's crazy." And then after I got saved, they called again. They said, "Hey, your boys went crazy. He's up in the woods praying and hollering at somebody." Hey, I'll tell you right now, it's good, thank God, to get a hold of heaven's line and praise God, enjoy the Lord. Amen. It's what you call salvation, thank God. Amen. It'll stay with you, and I'm glad of it. It's based upon great grace, the good grace of a holy God. You're not here because I'm not here because I'm a worldly, and you're not here because of whatever your name is. You're here by the good grace of a holy God. Amen. And praise God, that's why you'll be in heaven, because of the blood of the Lamb of God and the grace of a holy God.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, it's a great and a glorious salvation. Another thing, it solves a great problem. I had a problem. You know what my problem was? It was a sin problem. They talk nowadays, you know, I believe this with all of my heart, saved sinners never will get over the fact that it was the blood of Jesus that done the job in their heart. The blood washed believers, when they see gates of glory, of pearl, they'll know that it was the grace of God that brought them that far.
Amen.
And brought them into heaven. You know what? They say, "We've got problems. We got race problems, drug problems, this problem, that problem." I'll tell you what we got. We got a sin problem. Hey, we got a S-I-N, sin problem. And when we get right, the answer's not at the White House. It's not at the courthouse, but it's at the church house. If my people will get right, God said, I'll give revival, praise God. We're the ones that need to get it right. Not your wife, not your brother or your sister, but we need to get it right. Amen? Now listen. You think about all of the things that God has done for us. You know, it's a salvation because it cost a great price. My God, there's no way of knowing how much it costs to keep you and me out of hell. No way of knowing. Maybe when we get to heaven, we'll know more than now. But you'll never understand wholly until you see this blessed Lamb of God. Blood-stained Son of God, there he was, bleeding and dying, saving poor sinners. The great price, when God made man, he gave his breath. When God redeemed man, he gave his blood. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people believe that, I believe that God made some dust and breathed into Adam the breath of life. He become a living soul. A fellow said, "I just can't believe that." I said, "Well, what do you believe?" He said, "I believe that out through yonder somewhere in the ocean that there was a blob and it rubbed up against a rock and finally there was a wart and out of the wart grew a leg. And then another few million years, give or take a day or two, it rubbed up another and there a wart and another leg." I said, "My God, you got more faith than I have." He said, "And then finally that thing come up out of the water and it had everything. It was a crawling and had a tail." Said it climbed up a coconut tree, fell out, broke its tail off, and went across the street and bought a 3-piece suit and went to teaching in some of these ungodly seminaries. Amen. Come on now. If you don't believe the first five books of the Bible, don't believe any of it, bless God. Somebody said, do you believe a whale swallowed Jonah? I believe God could have made it to where Jonah could have swallowed a whale. Amen. He said Jesus emptied himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was rich, he was. But he became poor that we might be made rich. And I'm glad to know. Hey, you don't know it, but you're looking at a millionaire. Did you know that? I'm a millionaire. I mean, I can't come into it right now, but I'm a millionaire. I wouldn't trade old-fashioned Holy Ghost sky blue salvation for a dump truck load of gold.
Amen.
When it's gone, hallelujah, I'll be with the Lord.
Amen.
You say, you believe that? Would 100 pounds of flour make a big biscuit?
Yes,
if it would, I believe that.
Amen.
Unto God, I believe that.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible said, but none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, or how dark was the night the Lord passed through, ere he found his sheep that was lost. He didn't look for you till he come to the river to cross. He didn't look for you till he got tired. He didn't look for you until the night shadows began to fall. But the Word of God said he sought us until he found us.
Amen.
Great God, he wasn't lost, but we was.
Amen.
He sought us.
Amen.
Until he found us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brought us on in. Somebody said you're liable to fool around. Something could happen. You could go to hell. Hey, there's already been a bunch happened, and I ain't a-going to hell. If God has to, he can take it in on the rim. Amen. Thank God. I ain't got a chance of going. I couldn't dynamite my way into hell. You say, I wouldn't have said that. Why not? I'm sealed. Thank God by the blood. Hey, don't you worry, bless God. Somebody said, what if the rapture takes place and you don't go? I said, he just got one loading coming back after another. I'm headed that way, praise God. I'm happy in Jesus. He sought us until he found us. And where he found us, we don't even want to talk about it. But where we're going, we like to talk about it. Hallelujah, we like to praise God about it. We enjoy it, praise God, forever. We have no way of knowing what it costs, but we know one thing. Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
You know what? Sometimes I'll go to the house, go home, and open and go to the mailbox. And if you get an envelope with three of them little plastic windows in it, it ain't from your mother-in-law. And it ain't from your mama. But it's from somebody you probably owe. You open it up and there's a finger with a string tied around and said, we just know you forgot. I didn't forgot nothing. I didn't have the money to pay it. But I'll tell you, there'll never be a, thank God, a bill in the post office. They'll say, Charles, you like so much on your salvation. It was paid in full. They said, you're saved or worked. Bless God, who knows when you worked enough. Save a giving. Who knows when you give enough? Save a praying. Who knows when you prayed enough? We're saved by grace. Glory to God. It's all of grace. Amen. Thank God. Somebody said, if I believe like you, I'd sin all I want to. I do. I just don't want to. That's right. When I look at that blood-stained Son of God bled and died for me to keep me out of hell, I want to stay away from sin. I want to stay away from unrighteousness. I love him because he first loved me. Amen. Thank God. Then it secures great privileges. You know what? My daddy, he run a sawmill. We wasn't nowhere near rich. But did you know what? The Lord knew us. The great privileges that we have. Do you know that a country boy like me can say, Heavenly Father, this is Charles, and I want to talk to you. And I'll tell you what, I don't pray every time I get on my knees, but there have been a few times that I went into the Holy of Holies and I like it. Oh, God, I like it. Hey, I've been in there. If you've ever touched God, you'll know it. You'll like it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was called to preach, saved, called to preach. I don't know. And as I'm coming back across the mountain, and bless God over there, we went up and prayed. And I'll tell you, went up on that mountain. And I don't know whether you believe this, and I don't care. But up there on that mountain, them boys went to pulling up saplings, digging moss and carrying on. I don't know. You know what? I got scared. They was a screaming and a hollering and a care. I said, God, if this is real, I want some of it. I said, God, and that's the last thing I remember. God blowed my soul open, filled me. You don't know it, but He filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He done that, and I'm glad of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then that privilege of calling God your Father, Jesus your elder brother, and the Holy Ghost said, I'm just going to move in because you're prone to wonder. I'm going to just move in. Don't look at me spiritual like you ain't never been out of the world, out of the way. Amen. There's a no boy at the church. He got saved, and in about 2 months, he's still a dipping little skull. You know. There's a fellow said, well, I'll tell you, Charles, preacher, you know, he's been saved 3 months, and he's still dipping that skull. I said, how long you been saved? Oh, he said, I've been saved probably, oh, I guess 30 years. I said, now, what about that? You've been saved 30 years, and you're still a-gossiping.
Amen.
Yeah, still running that mouth. Still trying to find somebody's faults. If you get good and saved, you'll stop that, bless God. You'll stop trying to find everybody's faults and go looking at your own. If you get right with God, everybody else will look a whole lot better, glory to God. Amen. And I'm glad. Listen, did you know it's sealed with a great proclamation? Because God could swear by no greater. He looked up and he said, there ain't nobody above me. I'm going to swear by myself. I'm going to seal Charles up. And the one that sealed me is the only one that can unseal me. People run around biting their fingernails afraid they're going to get lost. My God, I'll tell you what, I done that for a while until I got to reading the Bible and I found out I was saved forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and I couldn't go to hell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, if you get in the book, you'll believe it. I promise you that. Listen, in Jude, he said, now unto him that's able to keep us, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. When he presents me, hallelujah, I'll be perfect. Amen. Every bit of me, everything, it'll be perfect. Paul said, he's able to keep that I've committed unto him against that day. I run around with some fellas. When I first got saved, I'd just go with anybody that had a Bible. And these fellas, they believed in falling from grace. And well, I fooled them a little while. My first cousin got me by the nape of the neck, said, stop that. Don't fool around them. I said, okay. I didn't know, you know. I didn't know. And that one fellow, he said, let me tell you something. You need to stay with us. I said, what's the deal? He said, you see that apple tree out there? Yep, yeah. I said, if you climb up in that and turn loose, what would happen? I said, you'd fall out. He said, that's exactly what I'm telling you. You got to hold on. But I was just a young, and I said, but what if that apple tree was in me? I didn't climb up in Jesus. He climbed up in me. Thank God I can't fall out, can't get blown out, can't get knocked out. Praise God, I'm in to stay. Amen. In to stay. Now that ought to put a shout, praise God, in the ice cube. Amen. Saved, safe, and sealed by the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad of that. Amen. You know what? My God, you talk about. I laid down last night, said, good night, Jesus, I'll see you in the morning. Amen. Said, what if you die? I'll see him in the morning. Amen. What if you live? See you in the morning, Lord. Amen. It's morning time, praise God. Hallelujah, and I like that. My wife and myself, we this poor God started. We had a garden, it's an awful good garden, had green beans you wouldn't believe. Aunt Pearl and Eddie and Hetty and some of the people at the church that loved us, they come in there and pick them green beans. Uncle Lloyd helped them. And do you know what? I come in from work at night, and buddy, there was green beans everywhere. In the pints, in the quarts, in the gallons, everywhere. Well, I was give out and tarred, and the wife went to bed, and I didn't know them things sealed. But they up in the night, and went. I said, Francis, there's somebody in the house. I said, I'll tell you what to do. You go. Now, I've got this shotgun, and I've watched gun smoke more than you have, and I'm gonna cover you. And God bless her, she went in. I said, go ahead, I got you. And she, bless her heart, she went in there, and she said, you idiot. Now, anybody liable to go to hell calling a preacher an idiot? She said, these beans are sealing. I said, we'd as well to sit up and watch them. My God, I can't go to sleep and all this popping and the cracking and the carrying on. But preacher, I found out one thing about them. I found out about them beans. The ones that sealed didn't sire. But the ones that sired, this white stuff started coming out around the lid and they went to stinking. If you're sitting by somebody that's stinking, they may have not have sealed, bless God. Huh? Good preaching, brother. I'm glad I'm sealed by the Holy Ghost, kept by the power of God. And thank God it works. It works, it works. Thank God. I'm glad Jesus in glory fixed it. You know what? He's able to keep that I've committed unto him against that day. You think about this. I've got a place in heaven that's reserved. I don't believe the angels can even move fool with it. A place reserved in heaven for you and for me. You know what? I gave the speech to the faculty one time in school, and I told I jobbed my wife. I said, there's our name. It was reserved. Pastor Charles Worley. I told my wife, I said, I told you if you'd stick to me, I'd make something out of you. And there we was. Thank God, giving the toast to the faculty. Had a place reserved. You know what? Billy Kelly got me hooked up with a fella down in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Bill Petty. I'd go down there and preach. And he'd pick me up at the airport in an old truck. God, looked like the fenders had fallen off. Everything in the world. He'd take me by the boat, by the motel, just dump me out. Said, I'll see you at church time. I said, all right. And do you know what they was having that big Appaloosa horse show? And I looked up through there, and there's a line of people. And Lord, have mercy, you couldn't get close to the place. I went up through there, and there's a big red, tall, ugly, mean-looking cowboy. Said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go up there and get a room. He said, they won't sell you one. I've tried to pay double. I said, I've got to have, I'm away from home. He said, I am too. And when he went to cussing somebody else, I slipped by and went on up there. Talked to that little fella behind the desk. And, you know, I said, I'm Charles Worley. Now, that impressed him. Yeah. He said, what do you want? I said, I want a room. Said, well, we ain't got none. I said, I'm Charles Worley. I'm going to be with the Jordan Baptist Church this week. And he went to flipping through. He said, oh, Pastor Reverend Worley. I said, yeah, anything. Pastor, Reverend, Doctor, Hallelujah, whatever. He said, we got you right here. Room 128, I never will forget it. I went back down through there, and I ain't one to brag, but I was flipping that key around. And that old big boy, he said, I thought he's going to slap me, slap the taste out of my mouth. He said, my God, where'd you get that? I said, right up there at that little old desk. He said, I can't get one. I said, the only reason I got one, there were some reservations made for me way back about 3 or 4 months ago. And then I got to thinking, preacher, I couldn't help it. 2,000 years ago, thank God, there was a man on Calvary made some reservations for me, and hell can't do nothing about it. Somebody said, do you think you'll make it? Done got it made. In the mind of God, I'm already in heaven. And do you know what? Reserved. I don't believe the angels is allowed to mess with it. Praise God. And you know what? Somebody will say, well, I just don't believe like you do. Well, you can be wrong if you want to. I believe, thank God, we're saved and we're sealed, and it's a great salvation, and He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful. Do you have a place in heaven reserved for you? Let me ask you a question. Do you know a place in your life that you can go back to and say, that's where it happened? I do. If I didn't, I'd worry everybody to death. I do. I've got a place over at the home church. I was doing a revival, and I was going by the home church. And I passed up through there, and the door was open. There's a putting in carpet. I went up there, and I said, it's about dinner. I said, you fellas, don't care if I, this is where I got saved. They wasn't too excited about that. I said, I got saved here. And I said, it was right up there. And while Jones is eating dinner, I want to go up there and get down on my knees and thank God. It takes somebody crazy to do that. But I said, I want to thank God for coming and saving me right there. I got up there and got full of God and the Holy Ghost and thanking Him for saving me. And I prayed and I looked around. There wasn't nobody there but just me. And you know what? Many of a time I went back to that place. Said, there to my heart, the blood was applied. Glory to His name. And I'm glad, thank God, it's sealed. It's settled in Jesus' name. Let's stand all over the building. I love you, and I thank you just for being here and for, thank God, for just enjoying God. Ain't it good to know? It's a great salvation. Let's bow our head. Father, thank you for loving us. God, there may be somebody here tonight that don't know. God, that's maybe not saved. Maybe they're just not thankful they're saved or not appreciative. God, would you touch them and help them and be with them? God, for Jesus' sake. Lord, may we slip out of these pews and chairs and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Have you told Jesus that you love him today? Our hearts, you say, preacher, I'd like to come and say, Jesus, I want to report in tonight. I love you. Anybody, say, I'd just like to come and say, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad that I'm on the inside. You may have a loved one, a friend, or somebody, anybody, while we wait just a second. You come, say, God, I want to thank you. I ain't in hell. Thank you for coming by. Thank you for all you've done. Salvation is a wonderful gift, a great thing from a holy God. Hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you, God, that we're saved. I thank you, Lord, for watching over us, taking care of us and helping us. Be with us, Lord. God bless this congregation of people. Touch them, Lord, and help them. Be with them in Jesus' holy and wonderful name. Amen and amen. Preacher, you come.
The Savior say, thy strength
anybody,
indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in
yes,
all.
Thank God.
Jesus paid it all, to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as
yes.
snow. For to claim, I'll wash
just
my garments
on Tuesday night
in the blood of Calvary's Lamb.
Sing it now.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin
If he's a jumping up and down inside your soul, you know it. Y'all just give way. Y'all just mind him.
Jesus paid it all.
One more verse. There's a great salvation. There's a great invitation. And this is it for you. Sing one more verse, Brother Blair.
Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all.
Every bit of it.
Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Don't you thank God for the great preaching tonight? Now, I'm not just a bump in my gums. I believe Brother Charles has preached the best last two nights I've ever heard him. You say, well, preaching, maybe you're hearing better. Well, I don't rightly care. It's just better.
Bless him, Lord.
It's just better. I believe it'll be even better tomorrow night. Amen. Thank the good Lord for God's presence and God's man. Now, I know some of you have your church home to be a part of tomorrow night, but some of you probably ain't going to go there anyway, so y'all just come on back
just
here and be with us. The youth choir from the church will be singing tomorrow night, but my, don't you appreciate. This is camp meeting preaching.
Amen.
This is camp meeting preaching that gets right down where we live and stirs our heart. For the glory of God. Father, I thank you for your servant tonight. God, thank you for so great a salvation. Thank you, God, for so great a Savior. Lord, for so great preaching this night. For meeting with us, oh God. Seal your truth in our hearts for your honor and for your glory. In your holy righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. Shake hands with one another. Greet this preacher. You're at liberty if you minded the Lord tonight.